It's time for the Pageant Cast, and tonight we have Gemma White. She's Miss Australia Continents 2018. She's live from across the world tonight on the Pageant Cast. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hi, I'm Renee Crystal Hamlet, Miss US World. You're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants. Here's your host, Tim Kreshman.
That's right. I'm right here ready for you on the Pageant Cast. And we have a wonderful guest here today in the green room across the world via Skype. We have Gemma White. She's Miss Australia Continents 2018. Hello, Gemma.
Hello, Tim. Thank you for having me.
It's fantastic to have you on the program tonight. Now, you are calling in. You're all the way across the world, aren't you?
I surely am, all the way from the land down under, Australia, here on the Gold Coast.
Fantastic. Well, we're so glad to have you on this evening. Oh, we're having a little bit of an internet hiccup. There it goes. Anyway, we're really glad to have you on the program, and we're going to have a lot to talk about because you are the first person from the continent's pageant system that we've had on the program. So first I want to ask you how you got involved in pageants, and the way we talk about it here is, what were your pagecedents or your past pageant experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been involved with pageantry for a bit over 4 years. I have done previous systems to the continent's pageant, but what really drew me to the system was the motto of be your own kind of beautiful. We let girls of all age, shape and size, women as well. So we have here in Australia actually 5 divisions. We have a junior, teen, a miss, which is myself, misses and a miz. And our teen, miss and misses will represent Australia in less than 4 weeks' time over in the USA.
Yes, and it's a huge pageant. A lot of people come out for that one. Now, for those that are unfamiliar with the pageant, what are the phases of competition for the continent's pageant system?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have interview, which the judges get to see really who you are, what you stand for, your purpose, your reason why, as to why you're even in the pageant to start with. And for me, going into a pageant interview is being really clear on your why and your purpose. And also we then have on stage, we have swimwear, evening wear, and national costume. Throughout pageant week, we will also have photo shoots in our swimwear and national costume. And it's all about mingling with the other girls and making friends. At the end of the day, there can only be one winner, one girl walking away with the crown. But the memories that you walk away with from pageantry and the friends, you make them for a lifetime.
Now, what's your favorite phase of competition?
It would have to be interview. I've always been so nervous going into pageant interviews, but I know how important it is to be able to spread my message. And my message and my platform is anti-bullying. And something that I went through at school, I was once 22 kilos heavier than I am now, and I was bullied throughout all of my schooling. This led me to become an ambassador for I Can, I Will. And we're a charity all about eradicating bullying, bridging social indifferences, and granting wishes to children being bullied due to their special needs. So to be able to get that across in my pageant interview and make a wider difference in the world is why I'm really involved in pageants in the first place.
Well, and you actually jumped me here in the interview because I was going to ask you, what is I Can, I Will? And there it is, a bunch of photos from your appearances on that. What is this? What is I Can, I Will? It's bullying, and I see that you do a lot of appearances. How does this all work together?
Yeah, so I Can, I Will, as I mentioned, is a charity to eradicate bullying bridge social indifferences and grant wishes to children being bullied due to their special needs. We have a hashtag running at the moment, so everyone around the world can get involved, and it's I Can, I Will, Be the Example. And this is so that everyone can lead by example and be a positive role model within our community to eradicate bullying, because we're all in this world together and there is room for us all to succeed. So my pageantry and my charity work, I do believe it comes hand in hand, but I've volunteered time overseas. I've taught English in a school in Cambodia. I'm always out and about in my community and trying to make a difference and be a voice for those who maybe don't have a voice for themselves or can't stand up for themselves.
Fantastic. Now, we are going to ask you about a special item. We are asking you to do show and tell. Let me get the chalkboard out. That's not my handwriting, believe me. You wouldn't be able to read it. Here we go. Now, what is this that you have in front of you?
I have Tim Tams, one of our Aussie favorites. So my favorite way to enjoy a Tim Tam, although chocolate is fantastic on its own, mm-hmm. but to actually have a Tim Tam and sip it through a hot chocolate or even a coffee, it's always a great way to eat your Tim Tam. I've got one more thing.
Well, wait a minute. I like the first half of that name, Tim Tam. I think I'm as sweet as that. What do you think?
I think so, Tim. You're definitely sweet enough to be a Tim Tam.
Good. I'm recording and saving that. Okay. Now, what else did you bring there?
Vegemite. So one of our Aussie favorites, and everyone needs to try some Aussie Vegemite, and I maybe have something a little special for the girls when I head over to the continent's pageant system. But put Vegemite on some crackers or some toast with avocado. It's my favorite, and you can't go past some Aussie Vegemite.
What is Vegemite? Because I've known about it because it's in the land down under by Men at Work. He has a Vegemite sandwich. I would try singing it, but it would frighten small children. So what is a Vegemite? What is it, like a spread, or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, so Vegemite is a spread, just like peanut butter, but it obviously tastes very different to peanut butter. It's got a bit of a salty taste, a bit like Promite. I think maybe America has Promite, or maybe a lot more people have tried Promite. I think it's very similar, but it's better.
Okay, it's better. That's the important part, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so this is a new feature on the show. We have never tried this before. Here we go. I have it here in front of me. This is, let me put it over here. This is the box of mystery. So I'm opening it up, and I am randomly pulling out a 3x5 card that has a question on it, a kind of pageant-y type of question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Definitely. I was born ready. Yeah.
You are born ready. Okay, I believe you. So the question here is, tell us about a decision you have recently made.
A decision I've recently made?
A decision you have... I told you this is the book of mystery. I never know what I'm going to pull out of that thing. So...
Well, probably I would have to say it comes back to my property and real estate career. I have recently purchased a property, a second investment property at that, and it went unconditional 2 days ago. So I'm now the homeowner of two investment properties, and something I've always been working towards. And the goal is to have 3 to 4 investments within 5 years. And then I plan to start my own property development company. So I love property and real estate and everything that I do within the field, and I'm actually a property manager, so I have many hats, and sometimes I feel like I live 3 lives, but I love my property and real estate career, I love my pageantry and my charity work, and I believe there's also a side to me that is really fun and adventurous, and I love getting outdoors and climbing mountains and chasing waterfalls and being on the jet ski and being down by the beach. Doesn't get much better than that.
Now, I've often wondered about that comment, chasing waterfalls. You do realize they don't run away from you, right? They stay in place.
I guess we run towards waterfalls or walk. That's probably the safer way.
So tell me about some of your travel. I was looking at your Facebook page. Is all of that in that incredible island that you're at, or have you done some international travel?
I've done a lot of international travel. So I've been very lucky, very grateful for everything that I've been able to do. In 2014, I decided to quit my job. I put everything I owned in storage, and I went and backpacked around Europe and the UK for 6 months. So I've actually been to 37 countries around the world, and I plan on visiting so many more. But we're just so lucky for the opportunities that we have here in Australia. And I'm sure you're the same over in America. And that's why getting involved with pageantry and being able to go to new countries and see new places and help new people, and it's just where my passion lies. I love travel. I love exploring, adventuring, being outdoors.
Fantastic. We still have a few moments for people that want to get in on the chat. It is available right now. Now, have you visited the United States yet, though? Or is this going to be your first time?
I have. I went to Las Vegas. So my international pageant in less than 4 weeks time.
That's not America. That's Las Vegas. That's a totally different thing. So you've been
it's still to America, isn't it?
It kind of is. It's its own thing. I mean, it's a very international city, to be honest with you. We got a couple of those in the U.S. I would say, you know, Los Angeles, New York, even my friends to the south, Chicago. They're very international cities, and sometimes they seem like a country among themselves. I know when I was in Europe, I was shocked at how close all these different countries are. And when I have visitors from Germany, because my last name, when I have visitors and I drive from Wisconsin to Illinois, I always tell them, get out the passport. And they figure it is time for the passport because they've been in the car for an hour. They figure they must be going over a border. And then they see us just go, zoop, you know, right through it. That's the U.S. experience. A lot of people live their whole life without even leaving. Now, Gemma, we have something just occurred, and we're going to go right now to the chat room. We have a chat room question that just showed up here, and I think it's Elena. She says, what's your advice for being able to afford pageantry? So, yeah, that's a good question. Not everybody has two investment properties there, Gemma. So how do people afford pageantry? It is an expensive hobby.
Yeah, pageantry can certainly be an expensive hobby. And it's the same with any hobby, whether it's dancing, netball. Yeah. You know, even if you go to the gym, going to the gym can be expensive. Your monthly fees that you pay. It's all about whatever you're passionate about, just following your dreams and never giving up, knowing your purpose and your why as to why you're doing something. In pageantry, you can always gain sponsorship, work with businesses, local businesses in particular, and people that support you, support them in return. And I've had a lot of support in my local community and beyond, and I couldn't be more grateful. And that certainly helped throughout my journey. And I know that it's just a matter of approaching them. You can go somewhere like your local hairdresser, and you've supported them years in, years out, and ask them whether they would be your sponsor for your pageant. And every little bit helps. And as long as you're promoting them as well and making sure that everyone can get something out of your journey and as to what you're doing.
Now, I'm sure there's some young ladies watching today and would like to know, should they get into pageants? They're making a decision. Should I try out pageants? Should I not try out pageants? So can you tell them what they should expect and why they should take a look at the Continents pageant system?
Yeah, the Continents pageant system in particular, as I said, was something that I was drawn to because the system's motto is be your own kind of beautiful. Every girl and woman has the opportunity to make a difference in the world. And the Continents system, I can't recommend it enough. Pageantry has given me so much confidence with everything that I do in life. I'm then able to go into schools and hospitals and truly make a difference. And it's all about personal development as well. So I recommend give it a go. Pageantry is not for everyone, but if you're interested in pageants, definitely try out the continent system. I'm super excited to head internationally with my teen and my missus. Our missus is married with children. How fantastic is that, that we can all come together and be a united team and truly bring pageantry around the world.
And actually, your missus is coming on the program in just a few days, about 4 or 5 days. Now, Moto Motion 71, I hope that's not your real name that I just gave out, said, looking beautiful, Gemma. What do you love most about the system you are representing? I think I stole that thunder there a little bit with my question. Have you found that it helps you with getting appearances? It sounds like you're getting into schools. What is some of the other benefits of your pageant system?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's most importantly to be your own kind of beautiful and truly make a difference. So the continent system has brought about many opportunities for me. I've been into schools. I've been into hospitals. I love going into hospitals to spread a little light and happiness at Easter and Christmas time in particular. When it comes to Christmas time, get out into the community and gift wrap. And I think I've done about 40 charity and community events since winning my national title back in November. So I'm always out and about, and having a title and being a voice for those who don't necessarily have a voice for themselves is something that I cherish, and I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
By the way, Moto Motion has taken away her mask, and it's actually Kim, your director, that was asked that question. So she knew the answer to the question, so I don't think that's fair. She knows all about her pageant system. Now, let's take...
Hi, Kim.
And let's take a quick look at the website. ContinentsPageantAustralia.com.au is the website. And, of course, we'll have links to that in the show notes and in the YouTube video and all over the place. And you also have a website at... Okay, let me see if I got it right. Okay. Gemma White, Miss Australia Continents.wordpress.com.
That's it.
I have it correct. And I did quite a bit of reading out there. Pretty cool. Very nice website. So fantastic. People should spend a lot of time there. Uh-oh. Something just came in the chat room. Let's jump back in there, Gemma. Let's see what's going on. Okay, it's Kim again. Gemma has been absolutely amazing queen for Australian system. She has worked tirelessly for a number of causes and been active in her community. She's a great role model for any woman. Fantastic.
Thank you, Kim.
That is wonderful to hear. Now, we are just...
We can all do our part to make a bit of a difference in the world, and just to never give up on your dreams, and no matter what you strive to be, whether it is a nurse or a police officer or whether it is property and real estate, whatever your career goals or dreams might be, just to pursue them and never give up.
Fantastic. Now, we are at the end of the interview. I'm going to give you one more chance. Anything I didn't ask you about at the interview that you wish I did, now is your time to get that information out. So what have you got to say to all of our viewers and listeners?
I'm not sure what else I haven't said, Tim, but as I said, just follow your dreams, never give up on your goals, and with enough hard work, dedication, and determination, anything is possible. There is room for us all to succeed in this world, and never compare yourself to anyone else. We are all on our own unique journey, and just to be yourself and be your own kind of beautiful.
All right, now we have come to that dreaded part of the show. Oh, here comes that dreaded part of the show. We have to do your best pageant wave. So I'm going to put it in a single shot. I will set the scene. You are in the back of a convertible. You are going down a major city. Let's see your best pageant wave. I know that wasn't it. Come on, let's see your best pageant wave. Okay, so that is just a shimmer shine, is what we like to call that one. The shimmer shine, and apparently there's only people on one side of the street when Gemma does the parade, because she only waved to one side of the street. And there we go. Now we got some play acting. All right, fantastic. Well, you've been an absolute delight to have here on the show. And you're absolutely amazing. I know a lot of people are going to want to go to the website and learn more about you. You're going to keep that up to date, tell people when you have appearances coming up, etc. That's the best place to go?
Absolutely. So I do a monthly blog of everything that I've been doing, so you can follow my journey with appearances, being out in the community. I work with numerous different charities, from I Can, I Will, Animal Welfare League, Make-A-Wish. Most recently, me and my sister Queens went to the Cancer Center for Children, and we had been fundraising for them. So everything that I'm doing, I do put up a monthly blog so that you can follow all of my journey.
Fantastic. Well, it's that time. Everybody, thank you so much. That was Gemma White, Miss Australia Continents 2018. And we're all wishing you Tierra Dreams. Say Tierra Dreams there, Gemma. Tierra Dreams, everybody.
Tierra Dreams.